Okay, do excuse the lack of music here. It's just so I can have a clean break for the podcasts. It seems people want podcasts every 2 hours, so I'm willing to provide it to them. So, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're now in uncharted territory. I've never actually done this before. If you downloaded this podcast, welcome. You're listening to hours 3 and 4 of the Segaphon. If not, then you're still listening to hours 3 and 4. You're just listening to them live. Let's get some music on, shall we? Let's get some music on, shall we? There we go. Fantastic. Okay. Right then. I'm going to try something a little different now. We're going to try turning the music up a little. The microphone up a little bit, sorry. Because then that means I can talk a little bit quieter. The music's also going to come down a bit. So I don't think it's going to impact too much on people sleeping in the house. At least I'm hoping not, anyway. And I'm also thinking at some point during this evening I'm going to be charging the 3DS up so that I can play it. Because I'm not listening to music, you see. So I don't really want to sit in relative silence for a day, and all I can hear is the beeping of TweetDeck and ILC whenever someone wants to really be mentioning something to me. It's not, not something that, I can say I'm particularly thrilled, to hear. So anyway, he was listening to Level 99 and Professor Canavaris and the Nemesis Schema from Night's Lucid Dreaming. Then before that we had Ollie King and Techno Prophetic, E-Pop and Disco 80s Mix, and Fighting Vipers 2 and the UFO Dire. And yes, the hour 2 total at the moment is £125. So we only did 35 quid in that last hour, but, you know, every little counts. We're still getting there, we're still plodding along. And don't forget that if you get to £750, you're getting an hour, you're getting half an hour of Hatsune Miku music, including the Radio Sega first play of Live and Learn, which is awful. Awful. Fiji seems to be leaving the chat. In fact, he has actually left the chat, so I do need to change to hour 2. You're right. Hang on. Obviously, my nickname is how many hours have been completed, not how many hours, you know, what hour we're actually on. Otherwise, it'd be hour 3. Castle Inferno saying, don't fall asleep. Try not to. I really will try not to. So yeah, I've obviously got nobody on Skype with me now, so this is the point where I'm going to need you guys to obviously keep the conversation going. I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about. All I know is that it's pitch black outside, quite foggy, it's quite cold here, so I'm going to, at some point, I'm going to need to put something warm on. So, I don't know, we'll be alright. We shall be okay. Don't forget that at some point during tomorrow dinner time, I'm going to be playing the Streets of Rage DJ set. It's been a while since we played that. That's obviously so I can go off and get some food. Ponies. No, I'm not talking about ponies. I really am not talking about ponies, I'm afraid. I have actually got a request from the main that I need to play. That's going to be on during the next music section. Hopefully she'll stay up for that. And, yes. You know, all have fun and whatnot. Dracchio going to see if he can find an old t-shirt that might consider noting. Because of the prizes that I've got now, what we're going to do is, instead of trying to put them into some sort of order, we're going to instead raffle them off at random. So we're going to obviously put all your names into the hat. And draw it out, and obviously, as with a raffle, the more times you donate, the more entries you get into the raffle. It's not just going to be like one name per. So the more times you donate, the more chance you get to raise money. Casey says Scud Race for 20 quid. Yeah, Silver Sonic, I've noticed your request. I honestly don't know if I can do some downloading at the same time as streaming and recording. As I understand it, I think Sam Broadcaster will stream continuously for 24 hours. Well, it should do, because it works for Radio Sega, so. Casey's saying Scud Race for £20, two tracks. Oh. Also, I think while Resident SD's around, we should probably just get out of the way. Please do let me know. Resident SD says no money's for Nyancats. They are playing Nyancats. Yeah, I think when sound effects are being played, I'm not going to be able to talk. So yeah, could people please let me know what the volumes are like on the station? Because as I say, I'm barely audible. Oh, really? Hang on. If I turn the microphone up a bit more, how's that? Is that better? Is that worse? I think it might be worse. How's that? No. That's a mystery. I seem to have messed around with the microphone. Or, actually, how's that? That's better. I think I know what happened now. I think I moved the microphone away from my mouth a bit too much. I should be better now. You should be able to hear me. Sorry for that. I know what the problem is. I fixed it. I just kind of noticed that my microphone was not where I wanted it to be. Nyancat was very loud. Of course, Nyancat's very loud. It's slightly better now. It should be a lot better now. Yes, I've put it back to what it was. I've kind of figured out what I should be talking at. So, yeah, we shouldn't be disturbing people. I've also got my door shut properly. Shut. So, Oh, I've still got some Pepsi left. Hang on. That's can one down. Was you backing away from the mic to breathe in? Max Firestorm's got the Sega Fun on his iPod. Speaking of which, I should probably start transferring podcasts across. Let me get that. Let me get the first one done. And then people can upload them to iTunes as and when. I'm not too sure whether you want to upload them all as individual episodes or wait or what. I'm not at all sure. But no doubt somebody will let you know. In fact, I could do that during the next music break. There's no rush to do it now. Any sort of compass. Am I in a comfortable chair? Oh, you wouldn't believe. But see, the thing is the stretch on the headphone cables is enough that if I wanted to, I could go and lay on the bed for a couple of minutes. chocolate rain and baby born will die before the sin. Retro bubble going patcha 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 mushroom mushroom patcha 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 mushroom mushroom. Yes, indeed, a bit like that.
Mm.
Oh my word, that is amazing. Oh, that is outstanding. I've just... I have just received, and I have no harm in mentioning this, I have just received a donation from Cowfish Dreams, who, if you're not following them on Twitter or on Facebook, you should be, because she's awesome. She's like the social media person for Xbox, and she has just donated £5 to the campaign. That is, that has made my day. You have no idea. Wow. if you're listening in at the minute, thank you so much. That's amazing to know that. Oh my word! I think I've been just kind of lost for words a little bit. Jesus. While I try and get my wits about me again, here's some music. Grooving Daylight from Scud Race, also known as Super GT. Oh my word. Right. Hello again, and a very special hello to Cowfish Dreams, who I know is now actually tuned in. Hello, good morning. I don't quite know why you're still up at 25 past midnight, but I'm still up because I'm doing a fundraiser. I don't know if I want to be up, but I'm up. It's amazing, she's tweeting us an awful lot. It's fantastic. Aww. I'm going to be lost for words again. Anyway, it's probably just as well that I'm going to get lost for words again while I have a special guest in. For about half an hour or so, which is alright, we have Mr. AAUK with us. Hello.
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 Yes, I'm here for the next half or so hour. So, enjoy that. That's a special guest.
Yes.
You haven't heard from me in all weeks.
Weeks. So.
Weeks.
Yes.
Weeks.
I was going to say something completely about Twitter, just to get this out of the way. We've had, I'm going to actually retweet this on the Radio Sega Twitter account because people need to see it, and I don't know if people will see it on the personal one. A user by the name of Spin26, I believe he's Sonic Stadium. Might be on Sonic Rex and stuff as well, I'm not sure.
Is the on person.
Yeah. So he's just posted a website called isitchristmas.com, and it's just one of those that's just hilarious if you don't know about it.
If you really need to know and check whether or not it currently is Christmas, which frankly, it is, although I was having this discussion or was part of a Twitter discussion earlier, because Dudette Collette, who you may know as a writer on ONM, and she's a lunch PR as well, who do all sorts of things. She's said she saw the Coca-Cola advert. Now,
yes.
As far as I'm concerned, Christmas is not official until I see the Coca-Cola advert, and I actually managed to get through most of December last year without seeing the Coca-Cola advert. So Christmas wasn't officially around. Christmas wasn't around until like December the 20th for me. But if she's seen Coca-Cola advert, this is disastrous news, because that means that they're cheating the system.
And it is now Christmas. It was Christmas late last year.
It's
now early this year.
Yeah, that's really bad. It's Christmas in November. It is a month early. Christmas has been leaked.
It's been leaked.
Christmas has been leaked. It's on torrent sites. It's really bad. I get a question from Rory Raccoon asking, is there a chat somewhere for the Radio Sega thingy?
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, there is. I'm responding, so don't worry. Yes.
More and more people in. But yes, so it was sort of somewhere between we talk about Coco over, and then also the Toys R Us ad. The new Toys R Us ad, which is terrible. A ghastly, ghastly slight against children and childhood.
Slight against childhood.
It was a slight against childhood. That's like it was 25 years last year, as a rush. Didn't you know? 25 years of being
1991.
And I swear they've had that advert for most of those 25 years. And They used it in full. They actually put it out in full so that it didn't give advert. They normally sort of cut it in half. But they replaced it with this horrible CG affair with the most smuggest looking Jeffrey the giraffe I've ever seen. He just looks at this. He breaks fourth wall and just looks like a douche half the time. It's quite bad.
I was on Thursday,
as you can tell.
Yeah. I was in a Toys R Us on Thursday trying to find the 10-inch classic Sonic, and the actual selection of Sonic stuff was awful, to be quite honest. It was really, really, really bad.
Is there a 10-inch classic Sonic and a 10-inch modern Sonic? Or is the Sonic
4? No. I think it's called 10-inch classic, but to be quite fair, it is actually smaller than modern. He is smaller.
Yes,
because it's the same.
Continuity!
Yeah, but I think because of the everyone's quoting the Toys R Us advert now. Oh dear. Oh, hang on.
There's millions of Jeffrey all under one roof.
I've just been linked to something from BBC. The world is 7 billion. The world's population is expected to hit 7 billion in the next few weeks. After growing very slowly for most of human history, the number of people on Earth has more than doubled in the last 50 years. Where do you fit into this story? Fill in your data first to find out. Where do you fit into 7 billion? I want to find out.
You stick in all your details, like when you were born, where you were born, and it's sort of somehow via magic and sacrificing of goats, they're able to deduce via this online engine what number you were, what number person in the entirety of history you were.
Well, apparently I.
So what number are you?
Well, apparently I'm the 4,958,432,539th person that ever lived. When I was born, that was how I was alive on Earth. I am, however, the 79,837,658,144th person to have lived since history began.
Okay, have you got the link? Because I've lost it in time, but
I do. Because I'll see it.
Bearing in mind that, because I'm, in fairness, I'm older than you, let's say. I'm so old.
Yes.
So on that basis, thank you for agreeing. On that basis, I should be somewhat more different, though. 1983. And, go!
Fastest growing country is Qatar, apparently, with 514 people a day. And the fastest shrinking country is Moldova, because 106 people are dying a day.
Oh,
every hour. Every hour there's 15,000.
It's not just one really, really unlucky person.
I don't think so.
Just dying endlessly. Okay, so when I was born, I was the 4,662,593,156th person alive on the Earth, and I was the 79,376,952,193rd person to have lived since history began. I was that person, apparently.
I wonder, if we had someone that was born, like, say, yesterday.
If they were born, they probably wouldn't be listening.
No, but I won't.
Unless they're born for Sega Band and they're trying to start them young.
But no, I wanted to see how many people have actually been alive since history began. And it looks like 83,219,380,300. Bad. What if your date of birth was today? Ooh, you were just past the 7 billion. I wonder how this carries on.
I've had an idea.
Okay.
Excuse me just a second.
This is broken. This is so broken because I've actually put a date in the future.
Can anybody guess what I'm looking up?
Oh, I think I know what you're guessing. I think I know what you're getting at here.
Okay.
Couldn't possibly be a little rodent, could it?
It might be, actually. And if you're interested rather, I should say.
I'm always interesting.
You'd have probably tuned in something else.
Charming, thanks.
Sonic the Hedgehog, okay, if he were real, and I hate to break this to you people, he's not. if he was real, and we ignore the whole Mobius thing, he would have been, according to this widget thing, the 5,385,885,103rd person alive on the Earth. Assuming that all persons on the Earth include anthropomorphs. And he would be the 80,502,141,385th person to have lived since history began.
Hmm. I'm going to continue along this. How big is your country's population? England. Sixty-two 162,173,000 and counting. Every hour there are 85 births, 66 deaths, and 23 immigrants. Brilliant. Just what we need.
I'm quite interested because if you actually look at the country, it shows the population going up, and we're not that far over 7 billion people alive. We're not actually that far over. It's like 22,124 a moment. So we've only literally just gone past it. So how nice would it have been if it had actually happened yesterday on the 11th?
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool, wouldn't it?
7 billion people alive on the earth at the same time.
Casey says Sonic is not real. I think we've just broken someone's mind. Sorry.
Point out the roboticized elephant in the room?
Yes, I think you did. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Never mind.
Incidentally, the highest life expectancy is people in Japan. So, assumedly, when Mr. Sven Jocelyn comes back from Japan, he'll be able to live slightly longer than us.
Probably.
Or
we might just murder him.
The amount of alcohol he would have consumed in this time, you know, he'll probably negated that benefit.
Quite possibly. Is there any day that he works that doesn't culminate in boozing at all? I wonder.
I never get invited to the things he goes to, so I assume not. Catfish Dreams might have seen him on occasion of an evening. If she has ever seen Jocelyn without a drink in his hand, please let. If you have seen that, if you have seen him with never a drink in his hand, please let us know, because it does seem to be super glued to his hand at the moment. Over the last few months.
Yeah, it's all those midnight launches he's doing.
It is indeed. It's the scourge of being a games journalist. You have to go and do things at all hours of the day and be forced to sit down and drink alcohol and things like that. It's a terrible business. You know, we lose people every day. The lowest life expectancy for a video game journalist is if you work in Spawn.
According to Shadid, the average in Portugal, is 12 births and 12 deaths and 3 immigrants an hour. So, Portugal's kind of not really growing much. It's only growing by 3 an hour, and that's immigrants, which, you know. It's good to know. For every one person who dies,
what I like actually is if you go on this article on the BBC, while the links at the top is to. Says the words, is 7 billion accurate? And then it links to an article which basically says, no. So
is it one of those, it links back to Christmas.com?
It's impossible to suggest anyone can pinpoint where the 7 billion child was born. So essentially what we're saying is everything that we've told you recently in the last 20 minutes or so has been nonsense, because you can't prove it or confirm it in any single way. Thus negating everything that the BBC has on their website about it, so it's...
Well, it's negating the BBC. Oh, dear.
Sometimes. Anyway, so, donating, then, people.
Yes, donating. We're not doing too badly. We're not doing too badly at all.
Good stuff. How much are we up to now?
We are currently on...
Actually, I'm slightly disappointed that you're not doing the Children in Need Totaliser sound effect.
I don't have that. I don't know if I could get hold of that.
Oh, no, find it on YouTube. Find it on YouTube and rip it or something, and I'll do the voice of the balls, or what's his name?
The voice from of the balls, that's disturbing.
No, remember, it's the chap who does the lottery thing, but he also does Children in Need, I'll say. I'm looking forward to the time when you bring in somebody of Sainsbury's.
They don't actually, unless I spell Totalizer wrong. I don't think it's on. It's not on YouTube.
Well, just put you in the total.
Let's try that. Nope. Speaking of Children in Need, though, Pudsey, classic Pudsey generation.
No, don't start me. I want that. Seriously, Pudsey, you Pudsey. I know he's not that cute, as Jenny Tamina pointed out to me the other day. He's been around about 3 years now, this Pudsey. But dear God, I hate this modern Pudsey. Modern Pudsey. Yeah.
Now you know how all the Sonic fans feel.
He's got the wrong colour eyes. The physics is all wrong. Yeah.
He's got a girlfriend now. It's just not on.
His eyelids are the wrong colour.
Yeah. His eye patch is all wrong.
It is all wrong.
I'm
quite serious about the eyes though, because he used to have the old Pudsey Bear, who was the bomb with the white and red polka dot bandage. They had him for about 22 years. Didn't realise this until I sort of looked at it the other day. That particular Pudsey, that design, was around for 22 years. Now, the tendency with that sort of thing, something that's been around that time, is that you have to redesign it. And they've redesigned it as this other Pudsey, which has no whites of the eyes anymore, just like two dots.
Mm.
And it's got a multicoloured polka dot bandage. But it's just the eyes. It's the eye, they look soulless. It looks like he's going to attack children. We don't want that. We don't want the symbol of children in need attacking children or appearing that he's going to. No. Apparently, he dances quite creepily as well, someone was saying to me the other day.
He dances creepily? What?
It dances creepily. But the animation they do when there's something on the screen, apparently it's a bit unnerving to a couple of people.
I'm trying to see if I can find a picture of his girlfriend.
Seeing you on the screen. Starts threatening you.
What's with the eye patch on the bear? I've no idea. A Pudsey font.
It's the bear is in need. It's representing in need. The whole idea is it is not a perfectly healthy bear.
No.
It is a bear with a disability.
Yeah, actually, he's a very poorly
bear. You could argue it's one of the oldest characters in television that has a disability. Honestly, just trying to think of another one. I mean, if you take any pirate. Or you can take out Captain Hook, for instance, because obviously he's got a disability. Can you guess what it is? But in terms of a children's character as well, with a disability, I'm struggling to think of one that has a disability. Which is very good. It's actually very good because it actually just shows like the strength of the character in a way.
You've really got me thinking now.
If you can think of a children's television character, peeps out there, who is old or similar to Pudsey. So we're talking about within the last 25 years, but we're looking at probably up to maybe mid-90s, that period. So from mid-90s or backwards, a children's TV character or a TV character in general who's been around for this length of time who has some form of disability.
I don't know why. I'm just feeling like saying. I'm just feeling like saying Professor X now.
He's not well.
Mid-90s.
Well, in fairness, sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. It's all up, but it's not getting to mutations.
No.
I think the only other one I could think of. Thinking... You could argue is Sooty. Because he's got
sweep.
Because he's got permanent laryngitis.
Yeah, sweep. Sweep the emo.
I'm sorry, I will not hear a word said against sweep. Sweep is awesome. Anyone who ever saw that sweep Pavarotti or the army of sweeps singing. I'm sorry. Sweep is one of the most talented characters in the history of television.
He's also the original emo. Everyone came from him and Eeyore, I think. Anyway, I'm gonna get some music on now, because it's been a while since we had a music break. And we're going to start off with Black Panther New Yakuza Chapter and a pretty awesome track called Your Knife Feels Good. Which is a bit of a strange... Yeah, it's a strange title for a song, but it's all right.
Now we've talked about this poor bear with disability. It's a song about a knife.
Well, you know, it fits, doesn't it? Yes. Anyways, we shall be back momentarily. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was Vanquish and In the Thick of the Battle, because that's what we're on at the minute, you know, the thick of a battle, for trying to prize money from your wallets for children in need. And then before that we had The Mutant Shuffle from House of the Dead Overkill. Bit apt, actually, because Overkill Extended Cut came out yesterday. Which is funny, because I'm fairly sure I requested that from Sega along with Shinobi 3DS, and guess how many of those I got?
Eight copies of Shinobi 3DS.
I didn't get any. Didn't get Shinobi or House of the Dead. Then we had some Green Dog, Bleached Surfer Dude, and then of course, as we say, Black Panther, a new Yakuza chapter, and of course, you know, when talking about bears with disabilities, your knife certainly feels good. While in the music break, we decided that it's probably best to just go through... Sorry, it's just Trippy has just tweeted something which is hilarious. It's amazing. I'll retweet that in a minute. We'll go through the raffle prizes, but at the moment, if you'll excuse, I just need to get the update for the third hour of the Segathon posted.
Yes, but we thought it would be a good idea to go through all the prizes again, guys, just so you're... In case you've joined us recently, and you could well have done, and you're not sure, exactly sure what's available in the raffle, there is a multitude of prizes. Some good, some bad, some fantastic, frankly. Very generous people.
I'm not quite sure we've had bad prizes, per se. There's just some are better than others.
Well, I don't know. The thing I'm doing is pretty horrible.
I don't know. You started the meme off all over again in the ILC. You had stuff like franchise-changing Skype call and all sorts.
what we're hoping is a future-changing fundraising event.
Indeed.
If you don't understand what this whole franchise-changing thing is about, then I'm not going to explain.
No, it's going to take
too long.
It's old.
If you want the short version, it's actually Sonic Stadium's fault.
Yes.
Because it was them who made the big deal out of it. Yes.
But yeah, we will indeed go through them in a moment. Updating rate. Do you know, these next 24 hours are going to be the most that the Radio Sega group has ever been updated on Facebook. If you're not on there yet, it's facebook.com/Radio Sega, funnily enough. Anyway, we need to go through these prizes. Right, so in no particular order, because I can't put them in order anymore, so what we're going to do instead is we'll hand them out randomly. So when we pick a name out, we will also then pick out the prize as well, so it's going to be fun. It means I'm going to have two piles of paper. Anyway, we have got a small Sonic shirt. I will provide a link shortly. We've got some Shadow plush, obviously. We've got a A3 signed Werehog picture. Both of those are from the main, and the picture, if you've not seen it, is amazing. Trust me, it's just outstanding. Tracker was going to donate Daytona USA on the Saturn, but I think he's now changed it for something else, so I just need to double-check that one. We've got a copy of Phantasy Star Universe on the PS2 from Japan, quite strangely, but that's in there.
Very collectible.
SJ is... SJ is sending a Sonic montage poster. It's fairly, you know, regular. It's nothing overly special about it, but, you know, it's still nice to have, I suppose. And then we've obviously got the Summer of Sonic 2010 franchise-changing T-shirt, as modelled so brilliantly by yourself, I have to be honest. And also two Radio Sega T-shirts. One of them will be plain, and the other one will have a name on the back. So obviously whoever wins that one will be able to put their name on the back.
That's the line.
Personalised
just
t-shirt.
For you.
Yeah, so you can't go and sell it to anyone else unless they've got the same name. So yeah, we're now into the third. We've just completed 3 hours on Radio Sega. So now into the, we're now into the fourth hour. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't think I've been on this late on a Saturday before. So I've definitely not been on any later than 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's now officially Sunday morning Sega.
Yes, now, well, yeah. Yeah, Sunday morning Sega. Oh dear. We were talking about, when the Vanquish track came on, we were talking about how great the game was and how deserving it was, or how deserving it should be of a sequel that we feel it will never get alongside Bayonetta and pretty much anything else that they brought out, really. I have to be fair, of the stuff that Anarchy Reigns looks amazing. I had the pleasure of playing that at Eurogamer. It's outstandingly good fun.
Can I just ask how many people are in the queue at Eurogamer to play it?
Not many. None.
That's the worry there. Because yeah, I went straight up to that and I was and went straight on it. No queue. So. Then again, this was at the time when, for some reason, that particular area was denied light. If you were at the Eurogame Expo and you were around the outside, they sort of thought you could do without lights. Which was an interesting thing. But guys, I've been really sorry because there's at least some some light coming from the screens in that area, but there were some poor people who like do modelling for a living, and they had a beautiful glass display case with all their like demonstration, and you couldn't see a thing because they're
on their own, they have no light, they were sitting there, must have paid an awful lot of money
for, you know, that specific slot to try
and get business, and now I can see anything of them,
it's a real shame. For some reason,
dude,
you
start to feel like really crappy. So have you? Oh, that's bizarre.
On my side,
yeah. Core quality still seems to be pretty good. That's bizarre.
Would the IRC chat room care to just confirm that both of us are crackly, or that one of us is crackly, and the other one is not? We've got lag, apparently. Bit lag.
Ooh, that's not good.
You know what's happened? We've gone through a time break.
Oh no.
It's no time, man.
Continue.
On the plus side, maybe we just talked really quick.
Maybe. Hang on, I think it's better now. Have we come out the other side?
No, I just talked really funny and quickly, and that probably actually came through as normal. Okay.
No idea.
I think we're coming to the end of my time anyway, so maybe some sort of reset in order.
Possibly. Yeah, because, Casey says music break time, probably for the best, actually. We might take a enforced break and see if we can sort this out. So, back in a few. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Just going back to check the quality of the voice now. If somebody could confirm and let me know, then that'd be great. Cheers. The microphone into my own ear, and I seem to sound all right, so I haven't got a clue. The music had run out. Please tell me if my voice is crackling now. I think I know what's happened. I said I do apologise for the music running out. I was too busy looking at audio cables. What's basically happened? I think it's a problem with Skype. Really? Oh, no, people are saying it's fine now. Okay, we'll leave it as is. Get some music playing. Let's see what happens afterwards. I think it's just going to be still a bit cracky. I wonder if it is because it's going through Skype. Hang on, I'm just waiting. Oh, it's descending into crackle again. In and out. Right, hang on then. Hang on. Right, okay. Let's see how we are here then. I think it might be Skype. It might be Skype. Yeah, do apologise for that downtime there. It looks like Skype's probably going to have to be shut off for a little while. But we'll see how we are for the minute. might be that we're all right. It depends. It really does depend on what people say in the IRC because they're listening. Roy Raccoon saying could be Skype. I've had the same issue a while back. Oh, and he's given us another drawing. Ah, oh, that's a nice one. I like that one. I do like that one a lot. It's a nice, nice little drawing there. Thank you. Thank you. Right, so what should we do with regards to Skype then? Do I shut it and reopen it? Or do I keep it closed or what? I'm not really too sure. Nonetheless, it does sound like the problems I was having have been fixed. Dracula saying cackling in and out. Still? Really? I don't know. Not constant, but it is there. We see, the thing is now, let's actually try closing Skype then. Hang on. Right. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, Skype is now closed. And what we'll do is if I turn off the audio repeaters that are going through it, then I'm not going to need that one at the moment. Okay, right then. That's all of the audio repeaters turned off apart from the microphone. So let's see how we're going there. Obviously, don't forget that you guys can still donate to the Segathon. It'd be nice. Ah, I can be here clearly now. I think it's a problem with Skype. So what we're probably going to need to do is restart it all when we need someone to come and host on Skype, and then see how we go from there. We'll keep it close for the moment. Casey's shouting, "Wake up!" I'm very much awake. I'm just very mindful of the fact now that I need to be quiet because people are now very much asleep in the house. So yeah, I'm keeping just a little tired, a little quiet. TweetDeck is not usually there. Nice to see all these people, you know, supporting the campaign. It's good. Yeah, everyone seems to be commenting that the sound's all right, which is nice to hear. So we'll stick with this for a little while. Right, we'll give you a proper music break, I think, because we've had people requesting music for a while. Keep a bucket of cold water with ice. Really? In November? You sure? I don't think November is a good time to be keeping any cold water around at all. Really. That one. And I had another one. Let's see. Bum. That's definitely on. There's a... Oh! Right. Okay. Hang on. We know what I'm... No, don't worry, I know what I'm doing. I've queued the wrong track up. As you would not expect me to do at all, actually. But it's just as well I know to step, because that means I can fix it. May as well leave it like that. It's been a while since we played the little jingle that I did, so may as well get that in as well. Jingle. Awesome. Yeah, I think we probably reached the time of day where the donations are going to slow down a little bit, but Mr. Mr. Awesome saying it's £170 now. We still need a lot more to get to 750. Yeah, if you want that, if you're wanting that half hour of Hatsune Miku, you're going to have to go some to get there, because you're still another £580 away. Yeah, £580. Quick question: because you're doing the 24-hour marathon, have you actually slept during the day? No, I woke up at 8:30. No, that's a lie. I woke up at 8:00 this morning. Well, yesterday morning now. So I'm actually just about 6 hours shy of being up for 24 hours straight. So, don't worry. I think I'm ready for it. I think I'm capable of it. It's definitely a task, and it's definitely there's going to be a point where I put a 3DS on or something to keep myself occupied, because, as I say, I'm not listening to music. I am sat here in silence. Basically feels like I'm talking to myself, to be quite honest. I'm kind of really, really glad that some of you guys have actually stayed with me since 10 o'clock. You know, it's brilliant to know that you're still here. You know, it's nice to know that some people have donated. It's nice to know that you're recommending it to people. You're recommending free Segafon to people. You know, we've had 34 people recommend this on Facebook. We've had 24 tweets about it. It's just good. You know, we've had obviously Rory. Rory's drawn two awesome pictures for us. Actually, they're fantastic. I like those. I might, I'm definitely going to try and save those to my computer and see what I can do with them in the future. It's nice stuff. Anyway, I need to get a drink, so I need to go get my other little can of Pepsi and get it opened. My tiny can of Pepsi that I have. It's Win. It's full of Win. So we've got some requests coming up from you guys now. We have Ollie King and the Concept of Love. Then we've got Revenge of Shinobi and Chinatown. And then following off with Bayonetta and Fly Me to the Moon, the Infinite Climax Mix. Kind of appropriate, really, given the fact that it is now pitch black outside. And still quite funny.
is love? What is love? Love is love.
You're listening to Radio Sega's 24-hour Segathon, where you're listening to me go mentally unstable and raising money for BBC Children in Need at the same time. To donate money for the appeal, go to justgiving.com/Segathon and donate whatever you can. Please remember to press the gift aid button, that will add more to your donation. For even more information on BBC's Children Need Appeal, especially including ways on how you can join in if you want to do some fundraising yourself, then go to bbc.co.uk/Pudsey. P-U-D-S-E-Y. Pudsey, as in Pudsey the Bear. You Americans have probably never heard of him. I hope you enjoy listening to me unsettle myself over the next 24 hours. And if nothing else, it's proving to be a very entertaining ride. Coming up now, more great music. Bayonetta and Fly Me to the Moon, the Infinite Climax there. And before that, we had Avengers Shinobi and Chinatown and Ollie King, Concept of Love. I believe that's called the Concept of Passion remix. Yes, Concept of Passion remix. Awesome. I'm very happy to say we've actually got a T-Bird in the IRC. He's saying, how's the radio saying it's not Project 24 got a phone going? It's not Project 24 at all. No, Project 24 would actually suggest that at this point we'd have had three different guests in, or three different hosts. And I'm still on the same show, 3 hours and 35 minutes in. And yes, I've not gone insane yet. I'm still very much awake. Hello, how are you? How was the Devin Townsend gig, I wonder? One I should have really gone to. Just talking to people on MSN as well. Hello, Hayley. Hello. It's always nice to talk to you. You're an interesting person. And it's always funny to kind of just go, a lot. Obviously, we got quite shouted at 25:02 a.m. But we've still got 26 people in our IRC chat room, and we've still got 30 people tuned in, which is outstandingly good. The fact that you're actually sticking with me for this long is amazing, actually. T-Bird says I sound tired. I'm a little tired, but I'm also trying to be very mindful of the actual volume of my voice, bearing in mind that I'm not in a house of my own. So, you know, I have to be mindful of the other people who are in this house. a little bit louder, sorry. Am I being a bit too quiet? A bit too quiet, I think. Tibo says Devin was awesome. I got a Ziltoid puppet. Donate £1. Only £1? That's not nice. Warrior Raccoon said I've never tuned into Radio Sega before tonight or this morning. Okay. And Hayley saying it sounds like you've got a ton of more support. I think people are wanting me to do well, but at the same time, they're actually wanting me to fail. It's kind of amusing. Quite a few people, obviously I've still got Lorraine from work who believes that I won't last 24 hours. Well, I've lasted 3.5, so. Xavier, work that sucker to death. Are we talking the, is that a remix, or are we actually talking Sonic CD boss theme? I don't know, I can't tell, it's hard to tell. Not really too sure. Ziltoid puppet. Does he mock your coffee? Or tea? Is it tea? Coffee? I can't remember which one it is. He's a connoisseur of, and he calls it, what is it, fetid? Which was fetid. Work that sucker to death. Yeah, I don't know if it's a remix or not, to be quite fair. Come on, yeah. I'm not too sure if that's a remix or not. No doubt I'll get told at some point, and if it is a remix, I'll have to see if I can find it. And then we'll see if we can add it in. It's going to be so surreal when I see the sun coming up. It's going to be very odd. Oh, sunshine. Hello, sunshine. I've not seen you in a while. We've got 21 minutes to go until we start the 4th hour. Oh, hello. It's been sent on YouTube. Hang on. Wait a minute. I see. I'll tell you what then, let's do it. Let's go for it. Where's my YouTube music choir gone? Thank you very much for the link, Mr. T-Bird. As soon as I get the... There we go. Copy YouTube link and paste it here. I intend to. There you go. Please download it for me, and I can play it. Thank you. Right, yes, we will definitely play that. Dracula says, once you survive to 6 a.m, make sure you grab food, something like Shreddies or something. I don't have any Shreddies. I should do a full hour of fan remixes like Mr. Stream, Silver Sonic, or Living Sedative. I'm going to be completely honest here, I don't have any Living Sedative left on my PC. I deleted it all because, as far as I'm concerned, that musical project ended a while back. So, as far as Living Sedative goes, I do not have any of it. Cash, sing, work that sucker to death, work that sucker to death, come on now. Mr. Horse was saying, I don't think I should do any fan remixes. I'll play a couple, I'm not going to play a load. There's going to be more Overclock remixes that I think I'm going to play when it comes to stuff like that. Could be an interesting discussion going on there, we'll leave that to fester a little bit. YouTube downloading is going pretty slow. That's not a surprise. Okay, we'll leave it to go its merry way. In the meantime, I've got some music that I need to play. Why is it that every time I try to access my hard drive, it cuts out? Pauses. We want that I had as a request. We might as well, actually, talking about remixes, we might as well get some remixes on. Just a couple. And then we can follow it up with... In fact, no, let's have them... No, that is not what I think it is. I don't want that. I want... What I want, I never get. Go with that. I don't think I've ever played this before. Let's just call it Remix. I have no idea what to call it. Okay. And then as soon as this song downloads, I can play that for T-Bird later on, and he can donate me £1. Make another request later on and I'll double my donation for each additional track I get. But if you're going to be paying for them, I'll continue playing them, really, as long as it's obviously some sort of related and not at all rude or nasty. Yes. And we are actually, as it stands, about 20 minutes away from hours 3 and 4 finishing. Which doesn't sound about right. I have no idea. Yes, I'm just mindlessly babbling. I do apologise. Planet Whisper. Oh, I've got another YouTube video. What is that? Russian Unicorn, a bad lip reading of Michael Bublé. I'm not so sure on this, to be honest. No, you see, the thing is, I'm not really too fond of bad lip reading because they actually sing over the top of the song where it would have been better to just put words there. Yeah, M20 says, how are you guys in Europe holding up? Very well, actually, all things considering. I mean, I'm kind of good at staying up until 2 o'clock. It's more the fact that I've been up since 8 o'clock yesterday morning. That's going to be the killer. T-Bird has linked me to something called Doki Doki Morning. Baby metal. Oh, you're kidding. Hmm. Yes. I think we'll get this downloaded. We can have ourselves a T-Bird moment. Have you got another track that you want, Mr. Bird? And then we'll put it all on in one go. Oh my word! In 2010, Baby Metal was formed as the mix of Japanese schoolgirl J-pop and heavy metal. Yes. J-pop and heavy metal. Interesting. We will definitely get that on download. Do you reckon I could play that at work and get away with it? KC says, but bad lip reading make it look like the lyrics are being sung by the original artist. Well, yes, but also no, because... the music's all completely different and it's just awful. I don't like it. Anyway, here's some requests, starting with House the Great and Walk on Water. We'll be right back.
RadioSega.net. 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music. Sega!
a remix from Blake Robinson and Chemical Plant, the up-to-date remix. Before that, we had Elferno Music and Unintentional from Castlevania Bloodlines. And of course, apparently a really cheesy jingle. I quite like it. And How's the Great Walk on Water. I'm actually going to queue up T-Bird's music now so that I don't forget to do it, because, well, it's just going to be funny. If obviously no one's in the IRC, you don't know what's coming. Like, seriously, you haven't a clue. Ah, right, yes, okay. We're going to need to rename that. We are going to need to rename that one. So we've got like 3 minutes to go until we tell you what our next total is that we have raised. Should be a nice one. Be nice for people to know and to obviously learn with. But let's see what's going on in the RC at the moment. Roy Raccoon says the jingle sounds like a Sainsbury's ad. Okay, fair enough. Max Firestorm is attempting to tune in from an iPod, which works, which is good. Silver Sonic apparently needs help with something. I have no idea what it is. 12 buckets of water. Oh, right, I see. We're messing around with this whole water idea, are we? Right, okay. I need to... Right, that's that written, ready for... M20 says excellent. Excellent. So, I don't know. So yeah, we've got T-Bird's requests in. They're coming up in a few short minutes, actually. In fact, what I'll probably do is obviously that can be the start of the next, thingy cast. The next little chaptered podcast kind of thing ish sort of. And it is 2 o'clock, so I can now reveal that the SegaFon update after 4 hours is £175. So, you know, it's not bad. It's not bad. £5 over the last hour. It's not, you know, obviously it's gone down a little, but it's all right. We'll take it for the moment. I'm not too sure if... what people think of the fact that I'm just constantly tweeting, typing these on Twitter and Facebook and all sorts, but never mind. So that means now it is Nick Change time. Yep, Silver Sonic is on this to a T. We have finished 4 hours. So that means we've got 20 to go. That's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, how I'm looking forward to it. Like, seriously, you know, it's T-Bird, yeah, says I think that's pretty good going, even if you've got nothing else. It's not bad, is it? I mean, even if you were to, I mean, obviously we're not counting this towards the actual total, but we have actually got £30 in gift aid supplements as well. So the actual total that children in need are going to get from this is £205. You know, it's nothing to scoff at, really. It's not a bad little total. Definitely not. Right, if I put this on manual DJ when that track starts playing, that means I can get myself a clean break for the next podcast. Next couple of podcast hours. Don't forget, obviously, we've kind of changed our minds a little bit. Every 2 hours of the Segaphon are being encoded as a podcast. So if you absolutely really have to, you can tune into your favourite bits all over again. So hours 1 and 2 had Titan's Creed in, otherwise known as our very own Pete. And hours 3 and 4, when it comes to the podcast, included AA UK, our good old Archangel UK for a little while, who was in for about 3/4 of an hour. And of course, the middle of our little microphone problems, which I seem very happy to report. I think they've been fixed. So, coming up next, we have a T-Bird Triple, which I think is a title we should definitely try and coin. Two of them are from YouTube, and one of them is a Sonic Generations remix, would you believe it? And yes, he's paying money for these requests, so why not play them? This is obviously going to be a short break while I manage to sort the podcast out, but yes, do enjoy.